Chapter 11. Leaving Outwith. During the next few weeks, Mother became more and more unhappy. Bruno thought he understood why. She had no one to talk to after Lieutenant Kotler left. She needed a friend like Shmuel. One day, when Bruno was passing Father's office, he heard his parents talking. "It's horrible," Mother was saying. "Really horrible. I don't want to be here anymore."
"We have to be here," said Father. "This is my work."
"Yes, this is your work," snapped Mother. "Not ours. You can stay here if you want." Bruno did not hear much more because the voices were getting close to the door, so he ran upstairs. But he knew that the family might go back to Berlin. He was not sure how he felt about that now. Nothing changed for a few weeks. Then one day, Father called Bruno and Gretel to his office.
"Sit down, children," he said,
sitting behind his desk.
"We've decided to make some changes," he continued,
looking a bit sad.
"Tell me, are you happy here?"
"Yes, Father, of course," said Gretel.
"Very happy," said Bruno.
"And you don't miss Berlin at all?"
The children were quiet for a moment. Then Gretel said,
"Well, actually, I miss it terribly. I'd like to have some friends again."
Bruno smiled and thought about his secret.
"Friends, yes," said Father.
Then he turned to Bruno.
"And you, Bruno? Do you miss your friends?"
"Well, yes," he replied carefully. "But I think that I will always miss people when I go somewhere new."
"Your mother wants to go back to Berlin," Father said. "And she's right. You've been here too long." "I will stay here because my work must continue. But it's time for you both to go home."
When Bruno went to tell Shmuel his news the next day, his friend was not there. He was not there the following day, or the one after that either. But on the fourth day, the boy in the striped pajamas was back again. Bruno smiled and sat down on the ground opposite him. Then he held out a piece of bread from the kitchen. Shmuel usually reached quickly for any food which Bruno brought, but today he did not, and he looked even more unhappy.
"I thought that you weren't coming anymore," said Bruno. "I came yesterday and the day before, and you weren't here."
"I'm sorry," said Shmuel. "Something happened."
"What was it?"
asked Bruno.
"It's Father. I can't find him," replied Shmuel.
"You can't find him? That's very strange. Maybe he went to work in a different place."
"I hope so," said Shmuel.
"I could ask Father. He knows lots about life on your side of the fence."
"I don't think that is a very good idea," said Shmuel.
"Why?"
"Because the soldiers hate us, and we hate them."
Bruno sat back in surprise.
"You don't hate Father, do you?"
Shmuel said nothing. He often saw Bruno's father and did not understand how a bad man like the commandant could have a nice son like Bruno.
"Anyway, I have something to tell you," said Bruno.
"You do?"
said Shmuel, with hope in his eyes.
"Yes, I'm going back to Berlin. Mother doesn't like it at Outwith."
Shmuel's mouth opened in surprise.
Are you?
He said.
When?
Well, this is Thursday, said Bruno, and we're leaving on Saturday, after lunch. I think it will be forever. Father is staying because he has to work, but Gretel, Mother and I are going home.
So I won't see you again,
said Shmuel.
One day, yes, said Bruno. You can come on holiday to Berlin. You can't stay here forever, can you?
Shmuel shook his head.
No, I can't.
Then he said,
I won't have anyone to talk to after you've gone.
No,
said Bruno.
So tomorrow will be the last time we'll be together until you come to Berlin, he continued. I'll bring you some nice food.
Shmuel nodded, but he looked very sad and could not speak.
I've always wanted to come and see what it's like on your side of the fence, so we could play together. We never have, said Bruno.
Well, why don't you then?
Said Shmuel. Bruno thought for a moment. Then he took the wire and pulled it up.
But there will be trouble if someone finds me, he said, looking up at Shmuel. Father will not be happy.
Both boys were quiet for a few moments. Then Bruno suddenly had an idea. He pointed to his shaved head.
What if,
he began.
You think that I look like you now, don't you? Now my head is shaved.
But you're fatter, said Shmuel.
Well, if you can find me a pair of striped pyjamas too, then I can come and visit and no one will know.
Shmuel suddenly smiled widely.
There's a shed which is full of pyjamas, he said. Really? Will you come? You can help me to look for Father.
Why not? Said Bruno. We can go exploring and see if we can find him.
Then it's a plan, said Shmuel. We'll meet at the same time tomorrow.
Don't be late this time, said Bruno, standing up. And don't forget the striped pyjamas.